Pamela, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
Gallery 3506 has now been open for a few weeks, and it's about to have a very festive holiday weekend. Sounds as though things are popping in Price Hill.
We certainly think they are. There's several small galleries now, and 3506 is just the newest in the listing.
Before we talk about events, tell us why the gallery has a number for a name.
Well, the gallery is housed in the United Window Washing Building. They're the oldest window washing company in Cincinnati, and they've been in Price Hill for several decades now. And a few years ago, they were thinking about relocating. Technologies changed. They didn't need as much space. So they were going to maybe locate downtown. But as things started to hop and two or three new galleries opened and then the Incline Public House came and there's a new theater, they decided they wanted to stay and be part of all the excitement and open an art gallery.
What are the particular purposes for this gallery? Does it have some special things it wants to accomplish?
Yes, of course, they're interested in presenting great art to the community, but they also hope to be more engaged with the people who live and work right around where they are. And they really want to be a center for the community as much as an art center.
Well, it's now been open for a little over 3 months, and what's been the response to it?
It's been great. There's been a lot of different things that have happened in the building and in this space. Obviously, there's been some art going on, but also there have been community meetings. The Business Alliance has met there. We have a Price Hill plan process going on right now, and there have been some meetings for that that took place there, some open houses so that people, again, who live nearby can come in and see what's going on and get involved themselves.
Your own position is Community Outreach Coordinator for Price Hill Will, which is an organization that has an attention-catching name. How long has Price Hill Will been in existence, and what are its aims?
So we've been around for about 10 years, and our goal is to revitalize the Price Hill neighborhoods. We do a lot of real estate redevelopment. We do fostering of the business districts along Warsaw Avenue, Price Avenue, Glenway Avenue. And we're also doing a lot of community engagement, specifically through gardening programs and the arts.
Do you feel a changing presence in Price Hill? It's been a tight little community for a long time, and I'm uncertain how much interest it had in the arts in earlier years. What's your experience there?
My experience is there's a lot of interest in the arts. There's a lot of artists who live in Price Hill, actually. People like Terry Kern, who works down in Pendleton, who's one of the arts ambassadors last year. We have the Cincinnati Metropolitan Orchestra that's housed up there. We have, like I said, four or five little galleries now that are opening. There's a lot going on in Price Hill when it comes to the arts.
Well, in looking at your news release, I found that Price Hill itself has distinct neighborhoods, the East and West and Lower Price Hill.
Yes.
And what can you tell us about these distinctions and where are the art galleries?
So most of the art galleries are in East Price Hill, in the Incline District, which you may have heard of. There's theater groups. We have two theater groups in West Price Hill, and we're getting the new theater, of course, right on the top of the incline up there. So we're going to have theater all over Price Hill. Lower Price Hill is down at the bottom of the hill, sort of nestled in right before you get to downtown Cincinnati.
Do you expect people from all over the city at next weekend's activities?
They certainly would be welcome if they'd like to come up for it. You know, we're going to have tree lighting, we're going to have arts and crafts fairs, there's going to be singing and concerts going on all day on Saturday, theater productions and a wine tasting at 3506, which is going to have some Price Hill Label wines. So this should be pretty interesting.
Price Hill Label Wine is new to me. Is it a new production?
It's the second year we've done this, and Hanke Winery helps us with that.
What else is going to be going on in Price Hill?
Well, one of the things that's coming up in the next couple of years is Price Hill Will is going to be redeveloping a former Masonic Lodge into a cultural events and arts center. We're calling it the Purcell Events and Arts Center, temporarily at least, until we're set on the name. And that's going to be on the opposite end of the entertainment district from the Incline Theater. So we're going to have the theater on one end and the arts center on the other end, to really kind of solidify the whole entertainment district up there in the Incline District.
So will the theater be for music or for play productions? Or?
It's a part of Cincinnati Landmark Productions, so it'll have a full schedule of theater productions. and the Purcell Arts Center is going to be more focused on community arts. It's going to have a gallery space, too, and it's going to have two performance spaces that are more suited for black box type performances. And it'll be home for My Cincinnati, which is a youth orchestra, a free youth orchestra, actually, that we have up in Price Hill.
You're getting a lot of community interest in these projects.
Yes, very much.
Do you have people doing things, trying things that they haven't done before?
Absolutely. My Cincinnati is a great example of that. It's just started its fourth year, and it has brought together 55 young people who come 2 hours every day after school from 4 to 6 to play music together. They're learning violin, cello, bass, viola. They've got a new keyboard program. They've just expanded to include kindergartners and first graders. And these are kids who never had access to that kind of instruments. And it's really making a huge difference in their lives and in the fabric of the community.
So is there a changing population in Price Hill?
Price Hill's always been a community of immigrants. You know, historically, we had a large German and Irish population, and then the Appalachian population came in later. And more recently, we've had an influx of African Americans and Latinos. And now we're having also some African immigrants from Senegalese area. So it's a really diverse community. And, you know, when you go walking around, there's sort of a little bit of everything there, which is another one of the great dynamics up there, because it is very diverse and people like it that way.
Is there anything you're particularly looking forward to with the holiday season coming up?
I'm really excited to see what's going on at the Mount St. Joseph Gallery. Always every year they have artwork done by the students at Mount St. Joseph University and the professors. They have some great displays up there, so that's going to be a lot of fun. We also have a Meet the Author night along with the gallery walk on Friday. And it's always interesting to see what kind of books are being written up on the Hill. They're all Price Hill authors. We have the gamut from historical books about George Remus to science fiction and fantasy, sort of everything in between.
So whatever you want, you're likely to find.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much, Pamela, for coming in to talk with us about the gallery and all the other Price Hill activities.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Pamela Taylor, Community Outreach Coordinator for Price Hill Will. For more information, see WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.